This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says economic survey shows that India's fast-moving reform express is on track despite global challenges. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said economic survey, which was presented in Parliament yesterday, showcases how India's reform express is moving forward with consistency and purpose. Prime Minister said the survey reflects the strength of India's economic foundations and the government's continuous efforts to drive growth, innovation and inclusive development. He emphasized that sustained reforms over the years have helped strengthen the economy and build confidence among investors, businesses and citizens. India's innovation ecosystem has shown strong and steady progress over the past few years, with the country climbing to 38th position in the Global Innovation Index 2025 from 66th in 2019, Economic Survey said. The survey highlights how government initiatives in manufacturing, research, startups and technology have helped India emerge as a growing global hub for innovation and industrial development. World Bank President Ajay Banga said India has demonstrated that it can show exceptional growth. Talking to media persons in Bhubaneswar, he said India will absolutely achieve growth rate as projected in the economic survey. He said the level of infrastructure investment that has happened in India in the last 10 years is quite admirable. Mr. Banga said skilling population in India will be important to reach the goal of Viksit Bharat by 2047.
If you want to be Viksit Bharat by 2047, then this kind of facility, this kind of skilling effort, this kind of devotion of people who run facilities like this is very important. Skilling our population in India is going to be very important. You have 12 million young people becoming ready for a job every year. If you skill them the right way, then you can get them the opportunity to work in a state, in a city, in a village, in another town, and in countries overseas.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah reached Dibrugarh last night on a two-day visit to Assam. Mr. Shah would lay foundation stone and inaugurate development projects in the districts. More from our correspondent.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah is scheduled to lay the foundation stone of the second complex of the Assam Assembly, MLA Hostel and the Institute of Wildlife Health and Research in Dibrugarh. The minister will also inaugurate the first phase of an ultra-modern 35,000 capacity stadium at Dibrugarh and also lay the foundation stone for the second phase of the stadium. Mr. Shah will fly to the neighboring Dhemaji district to attend the 10th Missing Youth Festival. Aminullah Zuddar, Akashvani News, Guwahati.
Delhi government has approved schemes worth 728 crore rupees to effectively accelerate the pace of development in the Trans-Yamuna region in the national capital. The budget allocation was announced by Chief Minister Rekha Gupta during the Trans-Yamuna Area Development Board meeting. Ms. Gupta said that the Delhi government is prioritizing the basic needs of citizens, such as roads, drainage systems, addressing waterlogging problems and ensuring safe transportation. The nation is remembering and paying tribute to Mahatma Gandhi on his 78th death anniversary and Martyrs Day today. On this occasion, a Sarvadharm Prarthana will be held at Gandhi Samadhi, Rajghat in New Delhi. This day is also observed as Martyrs Day or Shaheed Diwas to pay tribute to all freedom fighters and martyrs who laid down their lives for India's independence and unity. The European Union has designated Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, as a terrorist organization over Tehran's crackdown on nationwide protests. EU's foreign policy chief, Kaya Kallas, said that foreign ministers unanimously agreed on the designation. She said any regime that kills thousands of its own people is working towards its own demise. Kallas said this will put them on the same footing with Al-Qaeda, Hamas and Daesh. India's Isha Rani Barua upset second seed Sung Soo-yoon of South Korea to enter the women's singles quarterfinals of the Thailand Masters badminton event in Bangkok yesterday. And in the women's Premier League cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated UP Warriors by 8 wickets at Kothambi in Gujarat last night. Today, Gujarat Giants will take on Mumbai Indians at the same venue. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.